Contraception. The right to contraception through access to and availability of services, including information, is integral to the right to an attainable standard of health, the ability to make decisions, and ensuring privacy, equality, and non-discrimination. Guaranteeing access that is free from coercion, discrimination, and violence is integral to achieving gender equality and empowerment for women. Access to contraception for girls in early marriages in developing countries is low. Delaying pregnancies is not acceptable to many husbands and in-laws, neither is a girl's right to have control over when and if she should become pregnant. Demographic and health survey data indicates that the first birth usually occurs within 14 to 26 months of marriage, albeit this may be slightly longer where age of marriage is very low, as has been the case in Bangladesh. Note reference, 90. There is a greater tendency for adolescent girls who are having sex to be married, which is less likely to be protected sex. Note reference, 91. Limited access to contraception can have multiple effects and exacerbate risks. Pregnancies that occur too early when a woman's body is not fully mature constitute a major risk to the survival and future health of both mother and child. Note reference, 92. The non-discriminatory access and availability of contraceptive information and services can help young women space births, which have benefits for offspring. This also signifies the intergenerational implications of pregnancy at a young age and the effects on children who are born to younger mothers. Marriage at an early age also lengthens a woman's reproductive span and contributes to large family sizes. Note reference, 93. Provision of access to contraceptive services together with encouraging couples to plan and space pregnancies can help mitigate these effects. This would have to include addressing and changing perceptions and attitudes to provision of contraception to young people. Furthermore, parental and family attitudes that are influenced by culture and religion regarding the use of contraception and decisions around it must be tackled. Catholic and Islamic texts being interpreted to discourage the use of contraception as it is considered to go against the will of God and limit the growth of the religious following are further examples. Furthermore, the potential longer-term effects of using contraception need to be studied further, particularly if usage is being encouraged for younger people over a prolonged period of time. Women whose partners have the final say over their life choices, such as health decisions and nature of work, were more likely to have experienced child marriage. In Cambodia, 32% of women whose partners decided on whether or not they could go to work were more likely to be married before age 18, in comparison to the 28% who had the final say themselves. Note reference, 94. Data on contraception availability and use amongst people who have been married or in union at a young age, or experienced child marriage, is sparse. Most countries collect this information for older people in unions or present at within a wider but higher age range. Even when younger people are included, it is together with those who are older, i.e., a wide age range. These numbers also track unions that are legal and registered, and hence miss out on capturing use of contraceptives for lack of availability and services for those who are not in registered legal unions but in customary unions at a young age.